It's my door an announcement that I did not really give it to my wife. Says so if you see a star a matono timirto, even though it's not called a good present, but it's called on my door for the second one. So here it's a good proof. But the Gemara says v'loy, no, it's not true. I'll tell you a star timirto maybe is not on my door for the second one. But I'll tell you over here it's different. Hoso mucho milso, the mach mas unsu the cost of law. Here, like we see clearly, when the man wrote to this wife all his property, he did not really mean it. What did he do it for? Because that's what she asked for. She wouldn't get married to him otherwise. But we see clearly the man really did not mean it. Since the man did not mean it, that's why over here, maybe, the shtar he wrote his son remains a shtar my door. But could be in other cases, where it's not mucho milso, we do not see clearly the yonis, maybe they are shtar temirto. The fact you write up a shtar probably to one person will not be a good proof to the second one. So the cost of law. Avul Hocha, but over here, when he writes the shtar to one, and then he writes the shtar to another one, maybe Mar Nichle Delikni, or Ma Lo Nichle Delikni. Here's not a shtar my door. He wrote it to one privately because he didn't want to give it to him at all. Then when he wrote his second star openly to a second one, we'll say that's the one he wants to give it to. Senechnami, the second one there would have a right to keep the matono and not the first one. And not like we said before, the fact the first star was done privately, it's like on my door showing he doesn't want the second one, no. It could be the second one he doesn't want to give a present, just the first one he doesn't want to. Then was the boy who have a question like this. Stomo mai, what's going to be the loch of my stam? So Rashi learned, Rashbam says, Stama means, if Istam told the Edim, write me up a shtar, he didn't say do it privately or not. So Rashi says, Rashbam, Mishum the Tred Lishni Amar Rabbi Yosef, before there was two Lishonis. Vika Benayel Stama, Chad Pozo Chad Mashu, Kukaboy, what's the locha? Before we ask, what's called a shtar Temirto, a Matana Temirto? One says we tell the Edim to do it privately, and one is we don't tell them to do it openly. So the Nafkamina was Stama. Now we're asking the Shalom, what's the halacha? Which sheet do we hold like? So Mar says, Ravino Amal Lechashinan, that Stam is not called a Shtar Temirto. That's okay. No, it's a good Shtar. It's only bad if you tell the Eidim Beferish to write it privately. But if you Stam say, write it Stam, it's okay. Ravashi Amal Lechashinan, yes, we'll look at the second sheet. That's called the Shtar Temirto, and Vlem Magvimim Bey. And the Mar says, Vilko Sadalacha is Taka Chashinan, we're afraid Taka. That he can't collect for such a star. Since the owner did not tell the Edom to write it openly, he just had it written. Stam is also a chash, maybe it's called a maton or temirto, and therefore you have no right to collect such a maton. So the Mishnah says, Kol chazoka sheini mo taino eina chazoka. Any chazoka that doesn't have a good complaint, he doesn't tell us what he's doing in the field, that's not called a chazoka. Like we had it before, and the Mishnah explains it. Ketzad, what do I mean to say? Omaloi, Reuven owns this field for the last 20 years. And now, the last 3 years, Shimon is in the field, eating up all the crop. So at the end of 3 years, Reuven goes over to Shimon and asks him, Ma'at oise b'toich shali, what are you, Shimon, doing on my property? I own this field, what are you doing here? And he was there 3 years. So he has a chazoka. And there was no error. The owner, Reuven, never made a machor. So now, it depends. So really, he's there 3 years. But our Mishnah is saying in Chiddush, just the fact you're there 3 years alone does not give it to you. You have to have a taina with it. You have to say what you're doing there. If you do not say what you're doing there, then you don't receive it. Ruayma, here Shimon answers back and says like this. Ruayma loy. Shiloy omali odam dovam yelum. You know what I'm doing here? Because nobody ever told me to leave. That's all. I'm here the last 3 years, you know why? I came here one day, it was good fruit, nobody told me to get out, so I stayed here 1, 2, 3, it was good. You stayed here 3 years, that's what I'm doing here. So in such a case, that's not called a good chazaka. Even though the guy's eating here for 3 years, and the owner did not make a machor, still it's not called a chazaka. Because he's telling us clearly, what he's doing here is, he walked in without permission. So if he himself says he didn't buy it, goodbye, you have no right to stay here. Eina chazaka. What's going to be though? Shomachartali. Shimon says, you know what I'm doing here? What do you mean what I'm doing here? You sold it to me. Or else, you gave it to me for a present. Your father sold it to me. Your father gave it to me for a present. The matono is harezu chazoko. Pshita, that's called the good chazoko. He's telling us clearly what he's doing here. He says, Shimon says it belongs to him, and he's here ready for 3 years. That's called a good chazoko. Now, we have bo mishum Yerusha and Yitzarach Taina. If you take over from your father, you don't have to say anything. In other words, when your father was alive, you just say, listen, when my father was alive, he was using this field. And then when he died, I took over. And I'm there now 3 years. That's called a good chazoko. Of course, most probably when your father was there, he had a reason why he was there. Most probably your father taka bought it. And you're taking over your father's Yerusha. That's called a good taina. Even though you're not telling us that you bought it, you're only saying, listen, as far as I know, the last day my father was alive, he was in this field. So I have a right to say this field belonged to my father. And I'm there 3 years now, that's my chazoka. If you say it's yours, you should have made a macho. Here it's called a good chazoka.
So see the Rashbam.
Rashbam says, by chazoka, sheini motayin in chazoka. So Rashbam says, vein b'ches gimel shon v'kakois, where they were talking about our parak here, that on karko ubatim vilonis, that you have to live there for 3 years is a chazoka, or else vein b'ches kafiyeh mechod, we had in the first parak, there's a case of a chazoka even after 1 day. Where somebody puts his beams on top of your wall. So if the owner sees him laying the beams on top of your wall and you don't say anything, after 1 time it's called a good chazaka. So in all these cases, you come with the tzorach litoin, that the person that's using the field or using the wall, when we ask him, he has to tell us what right he has to use it. Bilkach. If he has a good reason, he says he bought it or he got it for a present. And the owner kept quiet all the time. That's called a good chazoka. The owner was not able to say the guy came without my permission. He has to have a good reason why he came.
Yeah.
So these things are not called, if he has a good taina, yes, without a taina, no.
What?
Shloyom liyodim davim yer lemein chazoka, Rashbam says. The Gemara porach pshita. Of course.
Yeah.
If you say that nobody told you to get out, that's nothing. Mishum Yerusham, shoyim mevachal tishnei chazoka. That is, Reuben says, that's my 83 years already. Why? Because Yerushas Ovi, because of my father. Shoyim muchzak bo b'yei moisai. Like I remember when my father died that day, he was in this field. So you know what I'm doing here? That I'm taking over my father's Yerusha. Now this son does not have to answer to us how the father got it. You don't have to know that. The whole point of the son has to have proof that his father was in the field for at least 1 day. So now you have proof your father was there. Then you have a right to say, you know what I'm doing here? I took over my father. When my father died, I took over the Yerusha. That's called a good taina. But without a taina, then you go out, can't keep it. It's more like this. Pshito, the kasher is, if we ask him, what are you doing? And he says, listen, nobody told me anything. So pshito doesn't belong to you. Like you yourself are telling us, you stole it. You're telling us you didn't buy it. So pshita, you have to go out. Gemara says no. Now at the time I would have thought to say, Hai gavra mizva zavnale. It could be this person really bought the field. Really this Shimon bought the field off Reuven. If so, how come he didn't say it? Why did he just say nobody told me to go out? Because zavnale hai shtara, hai arya. That really he bought the field. The shtara heavily and really he had a star. When the Shimon in the field now bought the field, he had a star. But the Irchus, he lost the shtar later on. That's what happened here. Shimon lost the shtar. So he's afraid now. He doesn't know what to answer. So when they came to ask Shimon, what are you doing here? So he didn't know what to answer. He's afraid. He lost the shtar. So we'll answer maybe like this. You know why Shimon just said, innocently, nobody told me to get out. I'll tell you like this. Sovor, because he thought to himself like this. If I'll open up my mouth and say the truth, that I really bought this field off Reuven, if so, I'm afraid, I'm really, then Bezdin will tell to me, Ach mushtorcho, listen. If you really bought the field, show us your star. When a person buys the field, he has a deed. Show us the deed. And he's afraid he lost the deed, he doesn't know what to do. Therefore, maybe he's afraid to say that really he bought the field. He'll go, therefore, because he's so nervous, lemalei, anan. He'll go, lemalei, anan, dil mashtar, therefore. No, therefore, you know what he answers? This time, he tells the Mishnah, nobody told me to go out. Because he's afraid to answer about the shtar. But maybe, really, really, he bought the shtar. If so, maybe, anan, he'll go, therefore, I would have thought to say, lemalei, anan, maybe we, Bezdin, should talk up for him. And we should say maybe that Dil Mishtar Heri Levi Yirchus. Maybe really he had a star and he lost it. So maybe Bezdin should talk up for him. And going there, there are cases like this that the Pasuk Mishlei says that certain times we say Tzach Pichol Ilen. We have to open up the mouth for a deaf and dumb person. A person that can't talk, we sometimes talk for him. But certain times Bezdin Tainis for Yisaimim, for Ketanim. Certain times Bezdin Tainis. So maybe here also. Even though the Shimon is telling us, you know what I'm doing here, it's time because nobody told me to leave, but we should say, really, really, he bought the field. But he's afraid to say that because he lost the star. That's why he's saying these things. So maybe we should really let him keep the field. Or Kamashma, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, know that if the person himself does not say a good taino, we do not speak of him. Because there's no excuse, that's a bad excuse. You're saying foolish. You should have said better. If you really bought the field, you yourself are supposed to tell us, yes, I bought the field. Since you yourself do not speak up, therefore you have a right to say you did not buy the field. Therefore the Mishnah says, Kol chazoka sheni motayin yazayne chazoka. Now, Rav Anon shokol bitko ba'arya. Rav Anon and his fields, a flood came to his fields. There was a big flood there. The river overflowed, and it flooded up his fields. Rashbam says, Shotaf Mayim Nichnas Batadeyu Fanota Samachitza Fanoidim Kaiman. What happened with the flood? It took away the boundary. Like this, he had Machitza, he had a gate there, a fence, at the end of his property, dividing up between my field and your field, was a fence. But now that this big flood came, it picked up the Machitza. And we do not know exactly where the boundaries are. So what happened was, Ozal, Rashbam Onan himself went, he went and put back the mechitza, the fence, but he hopped the run and took more property for himself. He put up the mechitza in the middle of his friend's property. Like he took more field than he deserved. Also, the kaimer of Nachman. He came in front of Rav Nachman now. What to do? Omalei zilhodar. Rav Nachman said, listen to Rav Onan, go give back the field. You have no right when you put back the fence to put it back so far. You went into your friend's property. Fred Gemara, why? Vachsikli, but listen, I'm there already 3 years, he didn't say a word to me. Havachazoka. So Rashi says, Vachsikli, Rashi learns, Shebenisi Kaislapiv. What do you mean? I built this wall because he told me to. Huvitzavosik, they want to come on. The Yom of Asani Gudabadah, he even came and helped me build up this field. If so, command the Yomali Chazoka, can he do me? It's almost like he told me right now to come and I have it. The Chivan Shapivosisi, because I'm exactly Yom, I'm here 1 or 2 days, that's enough. Shekursa Shalibi Kakashalai. Yeah. Yeah. Therefore belongs to me. That's what the person said back. Listen, that even though I went into his property, but the owner there told me to do it. And since after I did it, he even helped me and he kept quiet, it's a rai mechla to me. So now Lamaisa, this extra field should really belong to me. So Amalei of Nachman said back, come on, who do you want to hold like Rav Onan? Krev Yehuda, Krev Yishmael. The Amri that they both say, Kol v'fonav. Anytime the original owner of the field helps the person that's in the field now do something, if the person makes a chazok in front of the owner, and the owner helps him to do something over here, the owner helped Rav Onan to build the fence, li'alta v'ev chazoka. That right away, that's called a chazoka. The owner would only do it if he really sold you the field. If the owner did not sell you the field, he wouldn't do this. So that's the plan of the Rav Onan, he'll look like that. That since Rav Onan says, the owner helped me along, and building up this wall, I have a chazaka right away. So Rav Nachman said back, you should know, let hilchasaka v'sayu. You should know that Locher is not like them, we do not pass them like them. So therefore, you have no right to keep this field, you have to give back the extra field. Alright, turn over. Omalei. So Rav Onan said, listen, v'ochel, But listen, he was mechel to me. He let me have it. The also the saya beguda badoi. Like, not only did he see me build the field, but he even came and helped me. So since he himself came and helped me build the field, the chur that shows that he's mechel, that his mom is letting me keep it. Oh, Malay, so Rav Nachman said, back to nothing doing. Mechila v'toyisi. That he helped you was a toys. Because he did not know that you're taking more property, you're taking away from his property. He thought you're putting back the mechita the way it was before. There was a gate between the two properties, and he trusted you that you put it back the same way it was before. Now that you went more into his property, he didn't even realize it. That's called the mechila v'toyisi. And at gufoch, you yourself, Ravon, listen, you yourself, whoever you're that, lo yavarato. Listen, if you yourself would have known about this, you yourself for sure wouldn't have done it. In other words, Rav Onan is not a gazlin, like you're an Elochayid. So you for sure, if you would have realized that when you put back this fence, you're going too much in your friend's property, you would have never done it. Like, you did not mean now to steal. You only meant really to put back the fence the way it was before. So, kihech diyat lehev yadas, just like you, Rav Onan, yourself, you did not realize that you're putting back this fence in your friend's field. I'll tell you, Hunami Lehevi Yoda, your friend also did not realize that by building up this fence now, he's giving you some of his property. He did not realize it. Therefore, even though he came and helped you build up the field, that's not called a mechila. That's called a mechila betoys, and therefore you have no right to keep this field. Havad, we have to put back the boundary the way it was before. That's called a mechila betoys. That means nothing. Now another case. Rav Kana Shokol Bitko Barya. Again, Rav Kana had property that a flood came into his property. And the same thing, it knocked down the fence, the boundary between him and his neighbor. Also, so later Rav Kana went, Ozel, Hoda Guda Barya, to Lodi Day. He went and built up again, he built back.